You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, final segment before we turn over to Texans All Access. Patrick Creighton, Big Scott, with you in for Ron and Clint today. T-Mill, he actually works for a living. He's on the other side of the glass. At the master controls, jamming some Metallica, which does not suck. That is not ass. It's well done, T-Mill.
Appreciate you, bro. And if y'all don't know, you need to be listening to Area 45, 7 to 11 p.m. because it's a lot of not ass.
Hey, if you liked hearing me for 1 hour, wait till you get to hear me for four. B. Scott, I heard you and Ron talking earlier discussing the Texans roster and what your expectations are for this team. How many wins you think this team is going to have? How far in the postseason do you think they have? Let me pose this to you as a two-pronged effort here.
All right.
Number one, what are your expectations for the team? Number two, or 1A, what should the expectations for this team be?
Yeah, so I think these things can exist in conflict and it's okay for them to be different, right? Like, their expectations should be the highest of expectations. I don't have any reason to say that the Texans themselves should expect to do less than anything other than the best. Win the not just go to the AFC Championship game, but win the Super Bowl. To me, that's the whole point. That's why you put together the team that you put together. That's why you train the way you train. I think that they should expect to win the division, to go to the AFC Championship game, to go to the Super Bowl, to win the Super Bowl. Now, the odds are against them, right? Like, you would bet on the field out of one of 32 teams. But I think their expectation should and could fairly be to go to the Super Bowl, to win the Super Bowl, aim high. But that ain't got to be my expectation, right? And it's okay for these things to exist in conflict and for me to view it differently. I'm not on the team. I'm not the one that's putting in the sweat. I'm just an observer, and I'm an objective observer watching it for what it is. And I have no objective reason, PC, to look at this roster, 53-man, or the practice squad that they just announced earlier in the day, to look at that combination of guys and the whole outfit itself and say, yeah, that'll fix it. These guys are ready to go to the AFC Championship game and go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. No, I personally expect them to be about what we've seen, which has been fine, which has been enjoyable, winning the division, hosting a playoff game, winning a playoff game. I think they are at the very least capable of doing all of the things that they've done over the last two seasons again for a third straight season. Do I look at them and just have the utmost confidence that they are ready to take that next step, that they could go on the road and beat a Baltimore, beat a Kansas City, you know, even beat a Buffalo on the road and January, like, no, I don't see that, and I'm not going to believe that until they show me otherwise. Could my tune change based off of how they play this season, based off of how the offense looks under Nick Caley, how C.J. Stroud looks within the new offense with Nick Caley, if the defense is as good as many of us think it could be? How does the run game adjust to not having Joe Mixon? Are the pieces around Nico Collins, like Nico Collins and the Pips, are they better than that? Like, all of these things are going to matter. They can show me something different, but just based off of where we are right here at the end of August, no, I don't see this as a Super Bowl roster.
Maybe my expectations are high. Maybe my expectations are got a little bit of the battle red tint to them. But I love this roster. I think it's the deepest wide receiver core they've had in the 13 years that I've been here. I think the whole world is sleeping on Christian Kirk.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. I've been banging that drum. I wanted Christian Kirk before they traded for him.
I think there's a lot of sleeping on Christian Kirk. I think between Hutch and Higgins and Noel, they've got three guys that are all going to give them important games at some point this year. Because, look, I think it's fair to expect Nico to miss three games at some point, because that's been the track record. I don't know if Christian Kirk is going to miss time or not, but let's just say he's going to miss three games. Those three guys can be representative receivers for you. Like, you're not going, oh man, this guy can't get separation, or this guy can't catch the ball, or this guy drops the ball in key situations. They had a lot of that last year. They don't have that this year. Dalton Schultz looks 100 times better this year than he did a year ago. Cade Stover is now second year in. I expect more from him this year. And with a revamped offensive line, they don't have to be great. Can they just be average? Can they be somewhere between 12th and 18th? Because if they can be in that range, C.J. Stroud's thrown for 4,400 yards and 30 touchdowns. Because he will not take a five-step drop and be hit before he drops his playing foot.
Yeah, to me, it's just that, like, I absolutely think that they have, like, I love the roster as well. I think it has potential. I don't think it says a lot, though, for an organization that hasn't been there to say that, hey, it's the best that they've had, or to compare it to previous ones, because that doesn't really do much for me, because none of those actually made it. So, like, you're kind of comparing them more so to the field than anything. But to me, it's like they go into the season with relevant questions and some things to prove, right? Between the new offense and the offensive line, as you mentioned, like, until they actually answer the questions, I don't know how you can kind of really feel confident that it's there yet. Like, those are still open questions. Now, if those answers are good answers, like the line is not in flux, they're not, you know, bitten by the injury bug, like they had some really bad injury luck, like, really over the last 2 years. I don't think they get enough credit for how they were able to overcome those things. Offensive line 2 years ago was in flux. Last year they had, you know, only what, five games where they had all of their weapons together.
The top three receivers all missed a chunk of time at some point last year, and a lot of it overlapped.
And so did Joe Mixon miss some time for a little bit there with the hip drop tackle. So, like, they've had some poor luck on top of that. But, like, it's just, to me, until you go into a season like this with as many open questions as they have, you don't get the benefit of the doubt until you actually answer those questions. Maybe it's after the bye week. Maybe it's week 9, week 10, to where I'm starting to sing a different tune. I'm like, you know what? They look like they figured the things out that ailed them, the things that kept them from going from here to there, right? That thin line between being a marginally good team from being a great team. But until they do those things, I've got to be skeptical. I got to, even with my Texans-colored lenses and wanting to be optimistic and rooting for the team, which I'm doing all of those things, I cannot objectively sit here and say, yeah, that team is ready to have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. That team's ready to go on the road and beat Baltimore. Like, I don't have it yet.
I think this team, I think it is feasible. I think it's realistic to say this team could go to an AFC title game.
I think that's fair.
I think it's realistic that they could go to the title game. Now, once you get there, anything can happen. You get there, you could win that game, you could be in a Super Bowl. We saw the Bengals do it a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That was not a team people thought was going to the Super Bowl. But That is the one thing about the NFL is different than all the other sports.
Right.
Because of the amount of player movement every year and the amount of talent that comes in the draft, teams can drastically improve in certain. Sometimes, you know, the margin of victory in the NFL is so thin. Sometimes it's just a matter of, hey, we got five more turnovers this year than we did last year. Hey, we ran the ball for a half a yard more per rush than we did a year ago. We were better on specials this year than we were a year ago. Little things like that can be the difference between 8 wins and 12 wins. And for me, I look at, you know, the potential of the offense. I look at the ball hawkingness of the secondary on the defense. I look at a team that could have a...
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Team record in sacks again with the front line on that defense and how they get after it, the continued improvement of Will Anderson Jr. The fact this linebacker core to me, and look, we've seen them have the linebacker cores, you know, with Brian Cushing. This might be the best one they had, because they are four deep with got legitimate starters who can get after it. Of course, that means Christian Harris actually playing football, but yep. I digress. I feel like that defense can change games for them. And the one thing we've seen from the Texans in the preseason, different from what we've seen from them the last 2 years, is when they do red zone, they score.
Yeah.
And that is a big deal. They did it against Minnesota. They did it against Detroit. Done it in joint practice. When they get in the red zone, they bang that baby home.
I do feel comfortable saying that it's a championship-level defense. Like, I'll give them that. I think it's a championship-level defense. Where the question comes is the offensive line, like, because I agree with your point, too, about, hey, you don't need them to be the best offensive line that you've ever seen. If they could be a middling offensive line and not just be bad, I think you're an offensive line away. I think you are some healthy pieces, right? That poor injury luck that I talked about. Your position players, your skill players can stay healthy, and your offensive line can actually figure it out. Now we're having a different question, or having a different conversation, but I still feel like that's an open question until we actually see them do that. But are they capable? Do they have the type of defense that can certainly get them there? I do believe that.
Those are the words of the man, the myth, and the legend, B. Scott, that I got to share the microphone with today.
It's a fun hour.
On the other side, at the helm, that is General T. Mills.
I appreciate both you fellas filling in for my hosts who are lazy.
I'm Patrick Creighton. Texas All Access coming up next. I'll see you in an hour.
And the world's all right with me. Just one.
Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, has traded his best player to the Green Bay Packers, who he faces in week 4 on Sunday Night Football.
And who dog walked him most recently.
In Dallas.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You're so H-Town.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.